Let's talk about the climbing life. The climbing life. Actually, today I'm going to be preaching about Psalm 126. And this Psalm 126 is called the Psalm of the Green. It's something that expresses improving, going to the next step, going higher and higher. And that's why I call this message the climbing life. And I love this psalm because it takes you from a slavery circumstance and takes you into a very high place, blessed by the Lord. Amen. So let me tell you something. Desert is not for a long time in your life. I'm going to say again, maybe you're going to be awakened. Desert is not something that lasts long in your life.
Amen.
It's just for a while. Tell somebody, it's just for a while. It's just for a while. Let's read a psalm. Psalm 126. If you have a Bible, please open it. If not, we have it on the screen. Are you ready? Psalm 126, I'm going to read New King James Version. Verse 1 says, "When the Lord brought back the captivity of Zion, we were like those who dream. Then our mouth was filled with laughter, and our tongue with singing. Then they said among the nations, 'The Lord has done great things for them. The Lord has done great things for us, and we are glad.'" Can we say it together? The Lord has done great things for us, and we are glad. One more time. The Lord has done great things for us, and we are glad. Verse 4. "Bring back our captivity, O Lord, as the streams in the south. Those who sow in tears shall reap in joy. He who continually goes forth weeping, bearing seed for sowing, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him." In other words, those who work hard, they bring results. They bring results. That's the meaning of this verse, okay? So this verse is called, this Psalm 126 talks about the green coming from a slavery position and now blessed by God and having results from everything we do. So situation that can hold you back sometimes, like a slave, it's not forever in your life, it's just for a while. In some time, God's gonna provide freedom for your life. I'm gonna say again, because I need to hear some amen. God's gonna provide somehow some freedom for your life.
Amen.
Amen. So theologians think that Psalm 126 is about the king Sennacherib. In 2 and 2 Chronicles 32. If you read, I'm going to give you this task to go home today and read 2 Chronicles chapter 32, the whole chapter. You're going to see the whole story. You're going to see the whole episode that take the guy to write this Psalm 126. Because this Psalm 126 has been written because they were freed from the enemy. And the story of the war, the story of the way God brought freedom to Israel is written in 2 Chronicles 32. So I want to give you this task today. Get home today and read 2 Chronicles chapter 32, and you are going to understand this message today. You are going to understand why someone wrote this Psalm 126. Okay? And the theologian, they say probably was Ezra. He wrote this psalm. But the Bible doesn't affirm it completely. So, he was the king. Sennacherib was the king of Assyria, roughly in 700 BC. Were you there? Is anybody here were there? 700 years before Christ? When Sennacherib attacked Jerusalem, Jerusalem was the capital city of Judea. However, God saved Jerusalem through his angel. Friends, you can read it in 2 Chronicles 32. The way God delivered, miraculously, Israel from the hands of Sennacherib, king of Assyria. Therefore, the Lord sent them back, Sennacherib and the Assyrian army, and Israel was free by God's mercy and power. So I can see in this verse, in these verses, that whatever comes before you to make you a slave, to hold you back, to block your life, God is going to send his angel to bring freedom into your life. Amen? Whatever can happen with you, okay, don't worry about it. Just worship the Lord. Just be in his presence. Just exalt him with all your strength, with all the power that is in your lungs, and then you're going to experience the greatest victory in your life ever. Read 2 Chronicles 32 at home, and you are going to rejoice like I'm rejoicing today. So for the celebration of this phenomenal victory, somebody, probably Ezra, wrote this psalm that is called Songs of the Green. Actually, this is a music. Actually, this is a song. Actually, this is something that has been wrote to sing, to worship the Lord, because he gave a phenomenal victory into the life of Israel. Amen? So, having said that, let's understand this psalm step by step. Are you with me?
Yeah.
Message today has 4 points, by the way. But I'm going to be quick. Number one, God is only one. God is the only one who is able to turn any situation around. If you read the story in 2 Chronicles, you're going to see that Sennacherib sent a letter to Israel saying, be prepared, guys, because I'm going to you with my big army and we are going to destroy you guys. You guys will become our slaves. And the king Hezekiah came to the Lord, and he said, Lord, can you see this? The guy, our neighbor, sent us a letter not inviting us for any party. He sent me a letter saying, be prepared, because I'm going up to destroy your nation and make your people my slave. But one thing I know, Hezekiah said, I know God is God. I know you have power to deliver us from any circumstance. And the first point I want to talk about to you today is about this. Verse 1 and 2. When the Lord brought back the captivity of Zion, we were like those who dream. Then our mouth was filled with laughter and our tongue was with singing. Why? Because God is the one who turns situation around. God is the one who provides miracle. Say with me, miracle. Supernatural. Supernatural. Things that I cannot do, God is really able to do by himself. Amen? So God's first point is, God is the only one who is able to turn any situation around. It's like having a very spiritual remote control in his hand, and he turns to the number, he turns to the place, he turns to the color, he turns to anything he wants, because he is God. He is God.
Amen.
Friends, let me tell you something. Wake up from your deceiving life and believe that the God that you are serving is not just any other God. It's not just one more God in your shell. It's not just one more God in your thought. It's not just one more God that you have some books talking about here. No. You are serving the God, the A God, the mighty one. Say with me, mighty one. He has mighty power. He is great. So come on, give me some adjective from God right now. What do you think about God?
Everlasting.
Everlasting.
All powerful.
All powerful.
Omnipresent.
Omnipresent. He's everywhere at the same time. What else, or who else is God? All powerful. He is our God. So this is God's speciality, to turn around from any circumstance. So no matter situation you can be today, no matter circumstance you can be today, God is able to turn around any situation. There is nothing that God could say, oh, try somebody else because I'm not able to do this. Our God is able to do anything. Amen? And when, that's why the Bible says that they laugh. They were singing. Why? Because they knew the God they were serving. Israel always knew about God they were serving. So that's why they just enjoy His presence. When we come here on Sunday morning, we must come, friends, laughing, singing. We must come rejoicing. Why? Because you came not for any kind of social meeting. You didn't come for Lions Club. You didn't come for any other kind of social meeting. You came to worship the Lord of your life. And He deserves your love, your rejoicing, your happiness. He rejoices. Every expression of your face, of your heart, of your life, for what He has done for you. Can I hear that? He's the only one who is able to turn around any situation. Number two, only God. Only in God we have an overflowing life. How many of you loves an overflowing life? What is overflowing life? What is it? What is it, friend? An overflowing life. An overflowing life is when you have life in abundance. It doesn't mean you don't have problems. An overflowing life is when you are facing some difficulties, however, you overcome every circumstance. Even though you are in a very difficult circumstance in your life, but your face will never be down. Will never be down. Your expression will never be like, oh, well, life is so hard. Oh, my wife is in the hospital. I'm missing her a lot. My bed is so big for just me. I'm feeling like this. But I don't express it on my face, because I have something that is much better than anything in my life on earth. I have God, who is my victory. Okay. Who is my victory? He is my victory. Amen? So only in God we have an overflowing life. Friends, how many people they are grumpy? How many people they complain a lot? How many people for nothing they complain, they go to court, they do this, they fight. They hate one another. But those who are in Christ, they have plenty life. Amen? They have plenty life because in Him we have an overflowing life. Verse 3 says, the Lord has done great things for us and we are glad. Can we say it together again? Amen? The Lord has done all together. The Lord has done great things for us and we are glad. We are glad. Give me one reason why you must be glad today. One reason.
I'm alive.
You are alive.
I have plenty.
You have plenty. What do you mean? Plenty of children, maybe? Very fertile.
You can stop.
What is the reason? What's the reason why you should feel glad today? You have Jesus. What else, friends?
He's fighting for me.
He's in control. He's fighting for me. This is our God. Friends, let me tell you something. Don't you never underestimate the God you serve. He is our God. Amen? Number 3. Desert does not last forever. Just for a while. Just for a little while. Desert is not forever. Could you tell somebody? Desert is not forever. It's not forever. It's not forever. God always has victory for your life. Look at this, verse 4. Bring back our captivity, O Lord, as the streams in the south. When people prayed like this, give us back our captivity, they were telling not about people that were captive, because they were released already. So they were talking about abundance. They were talking about richness. They were talking about stuff. They are talking about being plenty. Give us our plenty life back, O Lord, like the streams in the south, like the rivers in the south. Give it back, Lord Jesus, because the time of his slavery has gone. Amen. The time of slavery has gone in your life. Now is the time for abundance.
Amen.
The time of slavery has gone in your life. Why? Because you don't need to serve Pharaoh anymore. You don't need to serve Sennacherib. You don't need to serve devil anymore. Because Jesus came into your life like an angel and he brought freedom into your life. As we persevere, never giving up, God rescues us. Always. We are always proved to be approved. Everybody likes to be approved, isn't it? To be approved in the exam, to be approved in the test, to be approved in the interview. But before you are approved, you must be proved. Amen. Otherwise, there is no reason for you to be approved. But we are always proved to be approved. It's hard to say that, but that's true. Situation that we are going through, some temporary desert we go through, is the life proving you to get approved by God. Amen? So this is not a very popular message. People don't say amen when we say you are here to be proved. Oh, Pastor, come on. I'm proved a lot. Not enough. Life proves us every single day. When you wake up in the morning, you must be prepared to be proved. Because that day is going to be a big challenge for your life. Every single day is a big challenge for your life. You know why, friends? Because we must live like this. Otherwise, if we are not proved, life becomes very boring. Can you imagine life without any problem? Can you imagine life without any wrong situation happening with you? Can you imagine a marriage without mother-in-law? Every good stuff has something, you know, to make it harder for you to be proved. But sometimes we don't want to go through this process. We just want the podium, but we don't want to go to the race. Those who go to the podium one day is because they have been in the race. And if you read to Chronicles 32, you're going to see Israel being attacked by words, by pressure. But they, instead of complaining, they start to serve the Lord even more. They start to rejoice in the Lord even more. That's why in that battle that the king of Sennacherib came to do against them, they overcame by the angel of the Lord, not by the army. You have strength enough to do something in your life, don't you? You have it. But sometimes that human strength is not enough. You need something miracle. That's the time when you are proved. When you do exactly what your strength requires, you don't need to be proved. You know who you are. You know who you are. You know what to do. But when you are facing some situations and in some circumstances you don't know what to do, instead of complaining, instead of getting desperate, raise up your banner and say, I still believe in my God. God is still God. Amen? Let's say it together. God is still God. God is still God. And He never promised. Please pay attention. He never promised. Jesus never promised that Christian life was supposed to be a good life. It is a good life, but because of Him, we still have situations. Still we have bitterness to face with. Still we have problems. The rain comes upon just and unjust. So situations, problems, come upon good people and upon bad people. How many times did you ask, why me, Lord? How many times we ask, why me? Do you know why? Because He loves you. And because He loves you, He allows you to go through some circumstances to be approved. God God doesn't allow you to go through circumstances that you are not going to be approved. Okay? Every situation that you face with is to prove for yourself, not for God, because He knows everything. To prove for you that you are able to bear it. To go for it. And to be victorious. Can I hear amen? So be in perseverance. Don't give up ever. Because God is going to come to rescue. God's going to come to rescue. You know, sometimes we complain too much. Not you, just people that didn't come today. You guys are perfect. You never complain. I recommend you guys, when you are complaining too much and you think it's too much upon you, go for a trip in a hospital where I have been for this whole week. How many people suffer? How many people are almost dead to cross the line? And you are here, still breathing, walking, running, laughing, having a job, having a salary. It's not the one you would like to have, but it's a salary. God can multiply. He does miracles. Amen? So stop complaining and see what God is teaching you in every single circumstance in your life. Amen? So, God is the only one who is able to turn around situation. Number two, only in God we have an overflowing life. Three, desert does not last forever. It's just for a little while. Just for a little while. And number four, God is the God of compensation. Say with me, compensation.
Compensation.
British people love compensation. If you watch TV during the day, you're going to see how many companies offering you compensation. If you broke your leg and it was not your fault, call us. Because 100% of success in our appliance, you're going to have money back. If you have been in some situation like this, call us because you deserve some compensation. I went through a compensation a few years ago. They spoke to me about some PPI. And I didn't believe it because Brazilian people never had anything back. In Brazil, you can apply for so many things, but you'll never receive anything back. And I applied, not believing on it. And all of a sudden, £3,500 was in my bank account. A part of their part, because the company that fought for me, they took some money. But my part was more than £3,000. He said, wow, I didn't know this PPI is so valuable. I start to check, you know, another thing. Maybe that's PPI here, PPI there, PPI there, PPI there. I love this PPI. But I think people complain too much. I think people go for compensation too much. Friends, let me tell you something. The only compensation I look for is from God. Because He is just. And the thing is, I don't need to fill up any form for this. There is a compensation when you claim for PPR, but it's because the form they gave to you. Oh, wow. It's horrible to fill up all these forms. So you actually deserve a compensation when you fill the form, because it's too hard. But God's compensation comes just because you are faithful. Junior. Amen. When we are faithful to God, He is going to be faithful to us. By the way, He is faithful anyway. Amen. Anyway, But one thing I want to tell you, He never owes us anything. We will never be able to say, oh, I did something and God is in debt with me. That God will never be in debt with you. He compensates you. These people, Israel, they became slaves for so many times. And now they were about to become slaves again. But instead of complaining, instead of getting desperate, they rose their flag saying, our God will deliver us. We are going to put our army in front of this army that is coming against us. But they didn't give any shot because God sent His angel. You know why? Because Sennacherib, if you read there, you're going to see this. Sennacherib sent them a letter saying, every people we decide to destroy and take possession, we did it. There was no kingdom until now. There was no kingdom that prevailed against our attack. So it's not going to be different with you guys. Israel, your name, yeah. No. Now, when he defied, when he sent this letter to Israel, was like sending copy to heaven. When God wrote those letters, he said, wow, now the battle is mine. Now the battle is mine, not yours. You know when the devil comes to destroy you, saying God will never deliver you? He's telling those words against not you, against our God. And God will come together, will send His angels, and you are going to be free. Because nobody can defy our God. Nobody can accuse our God. Nobody can destroy our God. He is our God Almighty. Amen? God is the God of compensation. He never owes us nothing. Verse 5 and 6. Those who sow in tears shall reap in joy. He who continually goes forth weeping, bearing seed for sowing, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him. In the right time, the compensation, the victory is going to come to you. Oh Lord, sometimes it seems like it's taking so long. But let me tell you something. It's taking so long because God is working your character. Sometimes I ask God also, Lord, why is it taking so long? Because I'm working you. I'm working your life. I'm working your character. I'm working your personality. I'm working your faith. I'm working your mindset. I'm working you, but make sure in a few days, in a few hours, in a few years, the victory is going to come fully. Do you believe that? Do you believe that? Friends, what do we need to do? We need to keep going, sowing the good seed, doing our ministry, serving God, even under pressure or crying, that you will get results from it. Those who sow in tears will reap rejoicing. Can I hear amen? Let's all stand up in the name of Jesus. Put your hands in your heart right now. Put your hands in your heart and let the Holy Spirit move inside of you. Jesus, I just pray right now that you may release your power upon our lives right now. Holy Spirit, do whatever you want to do in our lives today. Lord, let this message be an encouragement to us. And when we're going to be facing difficulties, when we're going to be struggling, help us not to get desperate. When the devil says, I'm going to go, I'm going to come against you, and you're going to be my slave again. We don't need to get desperate, because the one who starts the good work in us is absolutely powerful enough to go into the end. Philippians 1:6 says it. The one who started his job in me is able to go into the end. And nothing is going to stop it. Nothing is going to stop it. In the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray for every single one in this room. I pray for your manifestation upon their lives. I pray for your strength. Not to get desperate ever. But facing circumstances, let us say, my Redeemer lives. I know my Redeemer lives. Like Job said, I know my Redeemer lives. I know my Redeemer lives. Circumstances can come and go because not supposed to stay there forever. Deserts are not forever. Pain are not forever. Need is not forever. And when we are in the middle of those circumstances, let us rejoice anyway. Let us keep saying, my Redeemer lives. I know my Redeemer lives. Thank you, Jesus, for your blessing upon us today. I just pray for your freedom. I just pray that you may send your angel and make us free today by your power, by your glory, in the name of Jesus.